My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, breaking news on The Fan, presented by The Fan. 92.3 The Fan. Go ahead and check out that website. Field Yates, ESPN, reporting that the Browns have restructured the contract of quarterback Deshaun Watson, converting $44.79 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus and creating $38.832 million in cap space per source. Cleveland now has over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL.
Wow. So they had the least, and now they have the most?
Well, the salary cap's real, all right.
Very real.
Okay.
Very real.
There you go. They got $62 million in cap space.
So what are they going to do with it?
Are we going after Brandon Ayuk? Are we going after Brandon Ayuk?
That is instantly.
Are we going after Brandon Ayuk? 216
instantly.
474-0092. Is it laser eyes berry time now? Is it 4D chess berry time? Are we going after Brandon Ayuk?
This has to be a 4D chess move. I mean, I don't think you're just doing this to do it.
Might be 5D.
No. Unless you want to restructure the contract to Myles Garrett and pay him more.
No, because they could have done this
Amari
at any
Cooper
time.
Amari Cooper and pay him more?
Why
Maybe
now?
It's Amari Cooper.
Why are they doing this now?
Amari Cooper's 30.
This isn't for Amari Cooper.
The Bengals would never trade you Ja'Marr Chase, so don't even get into that conversation.
That'd be cool,
What about
though.
Brandon Ayuk? Brandon Ayuk? How do you not say Brandon Ayuk? If the Browns got Brandon Ayuk.
That's where my mind went. That is where my mind went.
And the Steelers didn't. Oh, boy, Pony, it's a bad day at the office, buddy boy. How could your mind? Why would they do it then right now? Why would they do that?
I don't see another reason.
There's no reason to do so. Unless they were going out and getting him Brandon Ayuk. It's amazing. It is amazing.
I don't see another reason. I expected them to do this, but I expected them to do this in June. It doesn't make sense unless they've got something lined up here. Maybe they do. But I don't see why it makes sense to do this now unless you got something.
People are asking me if it's laser eyes berry time right now. It's not yet laser eyes berry time. We are getting close to laser eyes. They wouldn't do this if they didn't have something on the docket here. Oh, this is exciting. Mary Kay's coming up at 8:20. We might end up having to push her back because she's going to have to report on this. I'm just letting everybody know. So check in with Mary Kay. Make sure that everything's copacetic for 8:20. We might have to change some things around. I know we got Armin Katayan, who's set to join us at 9 o'clock. He wrote a book about college football. Mitch, we might have to move that around. We'll see where this goes because this is probably the first steps towards something
big.
Can
we, just a real quick, Dan Graziano piggybacked off that. He said it would raise Watson's 2025 and 2026 salary cap number to $72.9 million. But the Browns have made it pretty clear they don't mind just restructuring every year.
What if it's not Brandon Ayuk? What if it's Trent Williams?
Oh, geez. Why would they trade us Trent Williams when they have to protect Brock Purdy?
Trent Williams ain't playing right now. He hasn't showed up.
I understand that, but you've got to work something. But it was always, in the terms of importance, it should be Trent Williams, then Brandon Ayuk. You should work something out with Trent Williams
first. I agree, but it seems as if they're having trouble working anything out with anybody. What if it's Trent Williams?
It's got to be somebody. I'd be surprised if it were Trent Williams. I would be very surprised because I would say if the 49ers are willing to make a move like that when they have to protect their quarterback is not a get out and run type of guy. And I know that Trent Williams is over 30 years old. In fact, I think he's 35 years old. If they're willing to do that, then I'm thinking, what do they know about Trent Williams that I don't? Because we had this chance to bring him in before, and I was wrong. I was dead wrong, 100% wrong about Trent Williams and not wanting to bring him in yet. Yeah, when he left Washington. Because we had that chance before, and boy, I was as wrong as I could ever be. He's aged gracefully. He's been fantastic for them. He's a Hall of Famer. I wouldn't know. Trent Williams, I guess he would be another consideration, but I'd have to think that this is for Brandon Ayuk. Isn't that what it is? Somebody said CeeDee Lamb. They just signed CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's not happening. Zach Jackson just tweeted, the available cap space the Browns now have about matches the number they will need to be just above water for the start of the 2025 league year with the rollover.
Why would you restructure that deal?
I don't know.
You're going after somebody. You're going after a real big
fish. You have to be.
This is exciting.
You have to be.
216-474-0092. It's got to be him. It's got to be Brandon Ayuk.
I hope it's Trent Williams.
Would you rather have Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk?
I'd rather have Trent Williams.
Now we're shopping at a store we don't even know is open right now.
Now we'll have four left tackles to protect our four quarterbacks.
Listen, you don't just restructure your quarterback for no reason. No.
Not this late in the game.
You don't just do that for no reason.
You do it for no reason in June.
Brad in San Diego, California, listening on the free Odyssey app. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I would absolutely love to get Ayuk or Trent Williams, to be honest with you, but I think that this is a cap carryover since we're supposed to be 40 over the cap next year.
Okay.
They're going to carry this stuff over.
Well, they're just going to carry it over?
I mean, you've got to. If you're looking at $40 million over the cap next year, we got to carry some of this.
Brad, you're in San Diego right now?
I am, yes, sir.
Does Paul DePodesta live near you, and has he told you this?
Is this Paul DePodesta calling us up?
Hi, Paul.
Not going to lie. Paul lives about 20 minutes from me out here. Lord knows. I don't even know what the hell he does. He still lives 20 minutes from me.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, you must be living in a very nice neighborhood, even 20 minutes away. Well done, Brad. You've done very well in life.
We're very happy for you.
So this might just be a cap carryover for next year.
It's got to be, fellas.
I hope not. Brad, come on.
I mean, we're $40 million over next year. Do we want
to? I don't care. Don't tell me about how far over we are.
That's next year's show's problem.
That's not a problem for now.
Brad, thank you for the call. I could go out and get hit by a bus today. Do you think I care about next year's salary cap? I hope it's not time to put away Laser Eyes Barry. I'm on the verge of having laser eyes over here. I'm on the verge of 4D chess.
Andrew, get your lasers out. Let's go. Let's do something.
If this is just housekeeping, I mean, I'll deal with it. I guess it would be prudent, but at the same time, yeah, it's not as
way less fun.
That's no fun at all. I mean, that's retirement planning. That's all that is. No one wants to think about that when things are young and fun and exciting. Okay, they've restructured the deal of Deshaun Watson. They've moved that around. Again, Field Yates reporting, if you're just joining us, if Field Yates is saying that the Browns have restructured the contract of Deshaun Watson, converting $44.79 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus, creating $35.832 in cap space, the Browns now have over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL. Okay.
Do something with it. Let's have some fun. Let's get nuts.
Guys, if he's terrible, it's just going to end up being whatever it is anyway, so I might as well just go the entire way. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I don't know if we're going to be able to afford the guy next year. I have no idea. The timing is interesting.
I don't understand right now.
This whole thing is interesting. If we're saying that this is just housekeeping, I don't know.
You housekeep in June. You housekeep in July. You don't housekeep at the end of August. You don't make housekeeping moves like this 10 days before the season starts.
Zach's tweeting. I wonder if he's texting. My phone's on Do Not Disturb. Zach is tweeting. Zach, don't tweet. Okay, he says the available cap space the Browns now have about matches the number they'll need just to be above water for the start of 2025's year's league year with rollover. The long-term money plan has always been in place. Now we'll see what the offense actually delivers.
That sounded just as good as when Danny read it a minute ago.
Sorry. I was trying to check. No, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I was trying to check my phone. I'm sorry that you read that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. 216-474-0092. I'm turning into Lima. All right, Mary Kay.
Wait, Zach Jackson just...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.